Ken?
Good morning, Mr. Nordin. Good morning. A great pleasure to speak to you after all this time of playing your stuff on the radio. I always call it jazz-oetry, but that's not right, is it?
Well, it's called word jazz.
Word jazz.
And then it's, wordjazz.com is
what it is. Okay, so, and incredible to hear you've not lost an ounce of your timbre over the years, because when were the albums like Colors made?
Well, that's an amazing thing that was done 1967.
Wow, because when I play it, people think, oh, it's a modern take on the beat era, but in fact, this is a child of its time, yeah?
Well, very strangely, I was on the outskirts of the angst that was the beat period.
Mm-hmm.
I lived in Chicago at where I am now.
Yeah.
And so I never got angry that way at all. I just used coded messages that Colors is something like that.
Well, I just came across your stuff on the internet when I was buying albums that perhaps are a little different from the boy band stuff. And it's been a backbone of a lot of the shows I've done and introduced people. I mean, they're still available around and about, of course. But Colors we'll concentrate on, given that time is limited and you're good enough to talk to us. Colors, why did you make the album? And some of the Colors are pretty interesting choices. How did Colors come about?
Well, first of all, I thought of all the colors that there are and how they could be used without getting too emotionally charged. I don't want to write about my father or my mother. They're too close to me.
How would that bleed into Colors, though?
Well, I was thinking about light and that all the colors are in light.
Uh-huh.
And I said to myself, that was the first one I wrote was called Yellow.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, though, the story is even stranger than that. I wrote them for a paint company.
They're a base profit at the root of everything.
And it was strange because it won an international award, but they took it off the air in 13 weeks, simply because people would call up and say, would you play that again?
Well, and you mentioned there that you decided not to go for colors that would get you too emotional. Is that how things like Ecru and Muddy turn up?
Ecru, you know, what the heck, you know Ecru.
I don't. I've never come across Ecru before I saw it on your album. Never heard of Ecru.
Wonderful little covers. The Nutria, do you realize that they tell us in the computer there are 17 million colors?
Uh-huh.
Do you realize how many of them don't even have a name?